And they provide an interesting commentary on how America's government, people, and artists have chosen to represent their history. We asked Barbara Wolanin to take us through several important rooms to learn more about the building's art and statue collection. She is the curator for the Architect of the Capitol.
The Capitol, from the very beginning, the architects envisioned art, sculpture for it, paintings for it. They were really built in as part of the architecture in each of the different construction stages of the Capitol.
We start in the most beautiful room, the Rotunda. This large circular room inside the Capitol's tall white dome measures over 54 meters high. It was completed in 1824. The room connects the Senate side of the building with the House of Representatives side. So it is both the physical and symbolic center of the building. Visiting the room is a wonderful experience. The room has a feeling of solidity and permanence, but it also is a celebration of light and airiness.
Okay, we're in the rotunda, right in the center of the United States Capitol, and starting from the top down, the very top, is the fresco painting called The Apotheosis of Washington. It was painted by a Roman-born artist, Constantine Obermidi, in 1865 at the end of the Civil War.
At the top of the dome is a colorful painting showing groups of people arranged in a circular shape. George Washington sits in the center of the painting, with women representing liberty and victory at his sides.
He's the one in the lavender lap robe, and he's rising up into the heavens. Apotheosis means being raised to the level of an ideal or a god.
It might seem strange today to show an American president as a god, but during the 19th century, Americans greatly loved and respected President Washington. This included Americans from both